Devante, what is the difference relationship between mindfulness and samadhi? Is it simply a matter of degree, or are they different factors and have different functions? Is samadhi attending to one perception, jhanas, while mindfulness attends to change of perceptions, insight? Thank you. Okay, now remember, samadhi means stillness. And mindfulness means awareness. So those two have to come together, to be still and to be aware. Now the thing which about mindfulness, there's all sorts of different levels of mindfulness. You know that you're mindful now, you're aware, but not of much. But as the meditation retreat grows and develops, your mindfulness increases. You can feel more, you can see more, and a strange thing happens. If you think the food is delicious already, it gets even more delicious the more deep in meditation one goes, simply because the mindfulness increases. I like telling the story. My first meditation retreat, which I did, was when I was 19. How long? That's about 41 years ago now. And it was at Cambridge. We, a group of us students, we hired 3 boarding houses during the vacation for 1 week, or for 9 days, to do a meditation retreat. And I was enjoying my meditation, and I was looking forward to the retreat. But there was one thing which I was dreading, and that was the food. Because this was England in 1970, I think it was. And those of you who know the English, no, that not only do they only shower once a week, but they do more than that these days. But the food was disgusting. We used to have, I grew up on what was meat and 2 veg. It doesn't matter what meat it was, what vegetables it was, they all tasted the same. Because it was boiled and boiled and boiled and boiled until there was no flavour left. Now that's just an ordinary sort of English food. Now this was a boarding house for poor students. So this would be, of all the cooks and chefs in the whole country, this would be the bottom of the pile, the lowest of the low, the worst of the worst. And of course, you know, some of my friends would be in those boarding houses and they'd complain so much about boarding house food. And I was going to have to face 9 days of this. And I really thought of, you know, bringing some sandwiches along or something. But to my surprise, in that retreat, that food was delicious. I really ate a lot and enjoyed it. At the time, I thought I was just, you know, good karma, good fortune. I managed to get the only boarding house cook in the whole country who could cook something. But later on, when I understood about mindfulness, I realized it was nothing to do with the cook and everything to do with my mindfulness increasing in power. Because I had some very good meditation on that retreat, so my mindfulness got so strong, that the last little piece of taste, after all that boiling and steaming, the last little piece of taste left, I could pick up. I was that sensitive, I could find it. And that's why it was delicious. And the same way here, when your mindfulness gets really strong, the food here gets incredibly tasty and delicious, much more so than at home. And the reason is because your mindfulness is increasing in power and strength, you pick up more flavours. The simile I said this morning, walking up the hill, you see more of what's out there, and what you see is fuller in colour, it's richer in texture. So even the food is like that, it becomes more delicious. So that gives you an example of what this mindfulness really is. It's not just being aware, it's empowering it, making it stronger and stronger, so you can really see deeply into things, until you can take some English, 1970 or 60s cooking and think, wow, this is delicious. Then it shows you've got some good mindfulness coming along. So that's mindfulness, but where that power comes from, that comes from the stillness of the mind. And that's the link between them. The more still you are, the more powerful the mindfulness is. Basically, the energy of the mind just flows into the mindfulness, and it's not lost or wasted doing this, doing that, moving about all the time. You're focusing, containing the energy into mindfulness. It gets incredibly strong and powerful. And that's one of the purposes of meditation. Getting that mindfulness very, very, very strong. So it literally just sees deeper into things, sees much more. And that gives rise to the insights. So those two, you do need actually stillness to get strong mindfulness to get insight. And that's how it works. And you'll experience that. On this retreat, there will be times you just feel so awake, so alert. And it happens on these retreats, there's two or three people, they get so incredibly powerfully mindful, you can't go to sleep at night. You don't want to go to sleep, you're not tired. You've got energy, real nice energy. And you're happy as well. And don't worry, don't go crazy. You know, you catch up later on sometime. But you know, you don't need to sleep because your mindfulness is powered. Next question.